Whoa, let's bring it down. Okay, that's that. That's nice. Right there. Just a little. Just enough to tease you. How is everybody? It's your friend and mine, Uncle Boo. And this lovely person to my left, number 9 in your hearts, number 1 in your program, or flip-flop that around. I fucked it up, but it's...
Ash Handy.
And I fucked up that, too. I didn't fucking do an intro going out,
okay. So
it just cut right off. But I hope y'all like that groovy ending right there. And
cut
sorry
it off.
If it sounded like I just went on the fucking mic. I was going to scratch my nose, and I was a little closer to the mic. I'm trying to look for
I'm disappointed we didn't hear the nose scratching.
Yeah. People say I should do a podcast to just make a noise. They say I'd make money at it, but I'm like...
Well, that ASMR or whatever it's called, that
yeah, that's
shit on
all
TikTok.
They do.
Do you remember that weird video I showed you? And we were both laughing really hard because he was like...
Yes. Yes. And that's all he was doing was just...
Yes. He was making fun of it, but like that was pretty spot on to what one of those videos
yes. are. I mean, just the common noise of getting a pen and going...
Yes.
I mean, it's fucking retarded, but people listen to it. I could be nice and soothing and be like, welcome to the sounds of my anus. Well, anyways.
And then you hear it echo.
This is Borderline Texas Trash. The best show out there, ladies and gents. How the frick is everybody?
I'm exhausted, but awesome.
Yes, she's exhausted, but awesome. And I just want to say there are some rat bastards out there. Some
true
cheese
that.
Dick eating motherfuckers.
But yeah, I...
Some tuna thigh flapping, nappy head wan. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm so freaking out of it. But in a good way. I cannot wait to sleep.
It's going to be so good.
I have not been sleeping, and it feels good to be this tired, honestly.
I love being tired because I'm tired. You know what I hate? I'm being sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Also, I don't know.
Go ahead. Tell me what she's going to say.
I literally have no idea.
Fucking say it. Listen, we're all family here. If you got the STDs or the Peach DVs or the Cronocopides, we would still love you.
I almost got bit by a dog today.
Well, son of a bitch. Did
but
you hit him?
But my super fast fucking
reflexes?
Reactive reflexes.
Did you show your teeth to him and show the dominance and
no,
be like,
I was like, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you want to bite me? Yeah, she's a... trimmer of the dogs, ladies and gents, which means with her new job, she will have weekends off. So this year, I think we're going to do a special podcast. I think I should set it up on the bar right there. And as we're watching the game, go there and take a break and be like, okay, right now. It's
that would actually be hilarious because I won't lie. I'm yes. going to be litty titty.
Yes.
I love football.
And this is going to be her first Saturday off in like 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean.
I was about to say even longer
we've
than that.
Never,
unless
ever,
I take off for it for like my kid's birthday
yeah.
or something. Yeah.
And we've never watched, believe it or not, a full from one quarter to the fourth quarter, a whole OU Texas game.
Nope.
Never. Never, 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 never. So it's going to be kick ass. It's here. Why'd I get really quiet after I did my sound there?
I was letting you do your AMSMR.
Oh,
I think
okay.
I added another, or I either did it backwards or added another letter.
AMSSR.
MISSISSIBBS.
I told the kids, I've been thinking, I was like, you know what? I might just say fuck it, and y'all get on there and fucking, y'all gotta just find shit to make noise. Screw it. I said we won't do videos because of y'all's age. I don't want people trying to comment or you know what I mean. Said,
it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I don't really understand a lot of shit nowadays.
I don't either. It's like the older I get, I realize a lot of shit was a lie. And then I'm like, well, fuck. That's
like
why
turning the car light on while you're driving will make you go to federal prison.
Yeah, I still use that on my kids, even though it's bullshit. How about
I legitimately thought that for a really long time.
No way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get me wrong.
Like,
I
even
thought
as an adult.
Yeah, I thought that too, but I, after about around puberty, I'm like, what the fuck ever? They're lying. There's
no, I believed
way.
It into adulthood.
Wow. Poor girl. See all the lies and misconceptions. What's kind of like the tags on mattresses say you're not supposed to rip them off or you're going to go to prison?
Yeah, that one too. Why?
I don't know. It's fucking stupid. It's just dumb. It's fucking
why?
Retarded. Why? I don't understand it. Well, I got a great, great story to open up for stupid news. Today, our first story, there's a town north of northeast. No, wait, north. Yeah. Northeast of Houston. And listen to this shit, Ash. And sorry if that looks like chicken rotten.
Oh, it's okay.
Gummies I ate were starting to kick in while I was trying to get the show together. So, yeah. Sorry, guys. That was
hell
real.
Yeah.
That was so much masculine. Or masculinity, whatever they say these days. There's too much of. But anyways, a town northeast of Houston. A week ago, a man failed his CDL test. No big deal. He was mad about it. Can't remember why he failed. But he was pretty pissed about it. And
he's like, why did this happen to me?
Yeah, and he took matters a little too far, but I respect him. Instead of going and getting a gun and just shooting up the place, he decided to get an 18-wheeler and run it right through the fucking front door.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I think that's cool.
And then a guy stitched it and goes, see, if people want to hurt somebody, they'll just use anything. It don't always have to be a gun.
Oh, yeah, no, that's totally true with the whole gun violence
yes.
argument.
Oh, and another thing about world news, but you know, I always cover the world news. But do you ever listen to that Pope guy from Australia? He's like a Catholic Pope dude. I can't remember his name. But I mean, like I've always said, I've always felt, you know, because I grew up in church, if you're living right and not hurting people, not being a douchebag and praying to God and stuff and being real, I think you're still going to go to heaven. I don't think you need to be there every day when the doors are open, but y'all know how I feel. And I've always kind of listened to this guy because he's kind of smart. He says some wise shit. Well, he was in the middle of one of his sermons in Wales.
Oh.
And a fucking guy walks up with a knife and just starts stabbing him. And the congregation gets together and tries to get him. Well, he's stabbing them.
Oh, my God.
And they finally get him. And then listen to this. The place where it happened, the town is so enraged, they had to make people move so they could at least get the Pope. To the doctor, you know, the hospital. But then after that, they stormed the church and wouldn't let them out until they handed that guy over. Because the town
I was about
was
to say, did the guy die?
They got him in custody. He hasn't said why he did it. But yeah, right in the middle of his damn sermon, that motherfucker just walks up and... Reek, 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 reek.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Not that it's excusable, but did he tell anybody why he did
no,
it?
No, I mean, of course, the belief is it's terrorism of... A group because they don't like Christians. And he's
so it's considered terrorism because it happened to a Christian by someone who doesn't like Christians?
Well, that's what terrorists it's all them I'm not trying to be politically correct, but it's all them Hamas people and all you know, the terrorist groups.
Oh.
Because they believe in Muhammad. This way of religion.
This is what you should be doing.
And we believe, or, you know, not we, but the Christians and them go off the Bible and all that. That's what the big debates are always about. Because the Bible came out before, if I'm right, Muhammad.
Before their thing.
Yeah,
it's
before the
something.
Muhammad thing. And it's just, that's basically all it is, man. It's basically a whose dick is bigger. And I would lose the first round. It'd be like wah, wah, wah. Is it just me or you keep hearing a clicking?
I don't think so.
Oh, God, listen to this shit. There's a big game hunter in South America. He was, it wasn't elephant hunting, but they was just taking a stroll with his wife, I guess. He wasn't hunting, but he, you know, brings his gun because he's out there in the fucking wild. Well, some elephants started coming his way, and he, I guess they was close enough. He shot one, wounded it, but what happened was that motherfucker collapsed back and fell on him.
Oh,
and
shit.
And killed him instantly, and I'm like, how the fuck, why are you hunting that close to a goddamn elephant that could just one step squish you?
To see if it'd be
fine. I mean, number one, that's his own fault. And it's his fault, too, number two, for shooting an elephant.
Yeah, you fucker.
Idiot jackass. Squished the shit right out of you. Oh, my fucking
Idiot
God.
Idiot jackass.
Hey, today on Jackass, I'm going to fucking shoot an elephant and wound it and let it fall on me and see what happens.
People are...
Yeah. Oh, but wait till you hear the next one. The new TikTok challenge going around is the Kool-Aid impression. You bust through something and go, oh, yeah!
But they're probably actually, like, busting through shit and fucking stuff up.
Yeah, well, that's what this one is. There's two kids in Long Island. They busted up their privacy fence, and it wasn't theirs, I guess. The guy, it was the people's next door, and they tore the shit out of it, and they're suing the... That's a new fad. People are either going through fences or, like, they'll find a house. You know how sometimes they'll do areas and have, like, 10 houses going at once? Mm-hmm. They'll go in there after hours and be like, all right, ready? Oh, yeah! I'm like, you fucking idiots. I mean, anything you see on TikTok to be a crazy, you'll do it. I'm not lying. And the kids get mad at me. I go, if your friends were sucking a cat's weenie on YouTube... Y'all think it'd be cool, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And they're like, why do you always say that? I said, because y'all have not proven me wrong. You know, it's like I've always said. They got so much shit they can learn off of YouTube now and Google and stuff. So many trades they can learn, but they would much rather watch a guy shove shit up his ass and light it. I don't get it. But anyways, yeah, that's the new TikTok challenge. So when are we going to do that one?
Oh, no.
I'd break a fucking hip. We would, both of us wouldn't make it through the fucking deal. It'd have to be like specially made Hollywood shit that you barely touch and it turns to dust. Then we had a man in New Jersey. Okay, now remember a couple weeks ago I talked about the earthquakes in Jersey, the 4.2. This guy was getting
a vasectomy.
Yeah, right in the middle of it. And they just said, thank God it was a 4.2 because it shook everything, but not enough to, but it knocked.
Can you imagine if you were getting that done during an earthquake and the doctor literally, like, to no fault of his own, slipped and, just straight up destroyed your balls?
Yeah, because they don't knock you out totally. I think it knock you out, like, from the waist down or in the crotch area or something so you don't feel nothing. So you're talking and shit still, you know. That would be some weird shit. Oh, God. Oh, God. It'd be like coming out like an animal. And then all the wives would be like, I've got my husband spayed in or neutered. How about yours? Oh God, that'd be, see, that's shit we need to come up with, commercials like that. And see, you can have Tyler sitting there going, I cut his off a long time ago and look how good he is. He don't pee on the toilet seat anymore. All right, where was I? Oh, and Wales is in the... oh, God, listen to this one. This is up your alley, animal lover. In New South Wales, a racehorse was loose on the platform at a train station.
A what?
A racehorse. An actual fucking, racehorse breeding, you know, for racing. And he was calm as shit, just sitting there. And then when the train stopped, he tried to get on nonchalant, like, nothing to see here. Just a horse getting on a train, guys. Nothing to see here. Move along. Nothing to see here. That's crazy how smart animals are. You know, I mean, cause
just like whenever I was visiting my Nana like 2 years ago, I went to stop at the dollar store on the way to her house, and there was a sign. They had like the whole front blocked off, and then there was a sign that was like temporarily closed. There's a bobcat in here.
Oh my God.
That was pretty funny.
That's what I love about little small towns. Can you excuse the mess? We had a deer come in this morning and just screw everything up, but we'll have it cleaned right up.
It's like that goofy-ass liquor store I stopped in at Jacksboro that had, like, the deers that you could literally, like, pet while you're getting alcohol.
Yeah, that's pretty groovy. Nothing like, you know, petting a deer and getting some alcohol.
Taking shots.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So I just didn't want you to fall forward there, Chief. You look like you was, and I was like, how am I going to do this? I'd be like holding you like this going, yo, heel.
It's a good, it's a good tired. Like, yes. I'm not even mad. It's just my fat ass is going to have to adjust to this physicality of job.
We'll do some physicality. We're going to go over the movies of 1982 Pursue.
Tiramisu.
All right, everybody remembers its cult classic, Saint Helps on Bahia. Wanna be on down in Chama.
Okay, I never actually watched that, though. What is it even about?
I don't remember, because I only seen it like two or three times in the 80s, and I was a kid then.
I gotta get my Googler out.
So I really couldn't tell you. That was many, many moons ago. I have slept since then. And then here's another one I don't remember at all, is Silverado.
Yeah, I don't recognize that one at all.
Yeah, me neither. But I do recognize St. Elmo's on Fire. It was a great cult classic. It was one of the best movies in the 80s, they say. I was just a kid, though, so.
Wow, seems pretty interesting.
And then after Silverado was Teen Wolf. Everybody remembers
God,
that one.
God, yeah.
My dad went and took me to the theaters to show me that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
And the Killing Fields. I vaguely remember that one. I don't have a big memory of it. I know it was pretty popular, though. I have not seen it in, like, a coon's age, but it was pretty good.
That's interesting.
Is it about actual fields that kill, or is it where they hide the bodies? Tell me more.
It's about a regime in Cambodia, so like war shit.
Oh, shit. I was way the fuck off on that one. Then we got
interesting.
Commando. I don't remember that one either. But I do remember the next one, guys. Spies Like Us. That movie was fucking good with Chevy Chase and the guy from
was it a movie about spies? Let me just guess.
Yeah. It was good, though. Basically, they get these two numbnuts to believe they're spies, and they're not. They're having all the attention on them while they're really doing something else over here. Yeah, it's all a big woo at the end. That's kind of cool, though. It's a funny show. Funny. Oh, this was a great one. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
I love all the Mad Max movies.
We
and
don't
I'm,
need another hero.
I'm excited about the Furiosa movie coming out.
The new Fast and Furious?
No, the Furiosa.
Oh, Furiosa.
She was in Mad Max.
Ah.
Yeah. You know how they remade Mad Max?
Oh, yeah.
And it was really good.
Yes, I will
and
say
that. And it had
that
little hottie in it.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, Charlize Theron, the bald-headed chick that was driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Furiosa, and they're making another movie. And I'm assuming that Mad Max is going to be in it, but
dude, I'm
going to
say,
character.
I was kind of pissed when I heard they was going to redo it, but I'm like.
Me too, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh.
They didn't do too bad.
The only part I thought was stupid was the fucking guitar player.
Yes.
That whole scene was like the stupidest shit I'd ever seen.
Every
in my
time
life.
They went to chase somebody, he had to be ready to play. And I'm like, what the fuck is that about?
And how are you so poor in the country that you live in that everyone's literally fighting over water, but you have an entire guitar set up?
Yeah, ready to go at any time.
It made no sense.
Anytime we get in a chase, we're going to play this, all right? Here's my soundtrack of the day. Here's what I want you to play. Where was I? Mad Max. Jagged Edge. I remember that one vaguely. That one was pretty good. I just remember it had some jagged edges.
I do remember that one, too. It was like a drama.
And, of course, it's when my dad took me to the theaters to see it in. It is E.T. I remember watching that in the theaters when I was a kid.
Oh, that movie's so sad. It makes me cry every time.
Yes. He had to go home. Then,
I thought he was going to die.
I know. Then we got Brewster's Millions. If I remember right, I think that, God dang it. I can't remember who was in it now. I'm brain dead. That was a good movie, though. It was a comedy. Is it?
Which one? Oh, the Brewster's Millions.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a comedy. And then, of course, I didn't realize this movie was this
old. I saw that on there, too.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And here's what's so crazy, everybody. If you go check the movie out, there's less sexual innuendos than his frickin' show on Saturday that was supposed to be a children's show. We've went over this, people. Come on.
Fucking Pee-wee.
So when he got caught spanking it in the fucking... It didn't shock me as a kid. And then everybody on TV is like, oh my God, Pee-wee, I can't believe you. And I'm like, have y'all seen his show?
You're like, hey, I told everyone.
He's the one who showed me to put mirrors on my shoes so I could look up girls' dresses. He's the one where I got make a lick a high lick a honey ho.
That was literally a saying on a kid's show.
Yes. So it didn't amaze me as a kid hearing that. I'm like, well, that explains a lot. That's still a kick-ass movie. Me and my kids love it. Here's another one my mother loved. An old Clint Eastwood movie. And by the way, have you seen him lately?
Mm-mm.
Dude, he's looking bad.
Looking old AF. Man.
Yeah, well, he's fucking like 90-something.
I was about to say, he's like 105.
Because didn't he do that one movie where he was a drug runner?
Gran Torino.
No, not that one.
I know. Where he was that?
Oh.
You.
I was like,
I know what you're talking about, yeah, but I don't know I just, what it's called.
Yeah, Gran Turismo, that's one where he kicks everybody's ass who gets in his yard. Get off of my yard, kid. And he's so
and
racist.
And then they're like, you're fucking racist.
Yes. Anyways, it was Pale Rider. My mama loved that movie.
Ooh, he was good looking
yes,
in this movie.
Yes, my mama loved his movies. He did some good ones in the 70s, too.
What is up?
Yeah. Go check his stuff out from the 70s. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't want to see that now, but... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to
it's
believe.
Showing me the old ones, and I just wanted to see the new one. Or
yeah.
The, you
but
know
he's,
what I mean.
He,
I'm
he's
so
like 2,000
tired.
Years old. And the next
Clint
one is...
Clint Eastwood's a vampire.
Yes. The next one is The Breakfast Club. That
Eat
was a good one.
Eat my shorts.
If you mess with the bull, you get the horn.
It's a good movie.
Yes. And the next one is Mask. Now, this one was good.
I have not got to watch it, but
dude.
I know it's about that kid with the elephant disease.
Yes, because Sam Elliott's in it and Cher. Cher's the mother.
Cher's in it?
Yeah, she's the guy's mom.
I just love
and
her.
Sam Elliott is her boyfriend, and he's part of a motorcycle gang.
I loved her in Mermaids.
And the next one is my all-time favorite, the very first, National Lampoon's European Vacation. That was very good. And then, of course, the next one everybody knows, A View to a Kill. Dun, 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 dun. Start walking around with a gun. Dun, dun. Yeah, that was a good one. The next one I'm not too... Fletch. I don't really remember it. The next one I do, because I was a big-time fan of these shows, The Police Academy 2.
I do remember the Police Academy movies.
They were fucking hilarious. I love them things. And, of course, the next one is one of my all-time favorites, I recommend if you have kids, show them this movie, because I did The Goonies.
That was
one of my favorites. Do the Cruffle Shuffle. And then the next one, I don't remember, The Witness. I don't know what they witnessed, but I didn't see what they witnessed.
Sounds like some bullshit.
And the next one is Cocoon. That's about them, all them old people in that retirement home. Yeah, and they found the Fountain of Youth. Could you imagine that happening? That'd be fun. Then, of course, what is that? Rocky, I don't know, Roman.
Five?
Roman Five.
I don't know.
Well, that was another Rocky movie came out. And then, of course, he was busy that year. They came out with Rambo First Blood Part 2.
God, they made so many of all two. Of those movies.
And then we got Beverly Hills Cop.
I thought you were going to say Beverly Hills Cock. I almost spit out my water.
And then we got Back to the Fucking Future.
Oh, my, my, my. You know what else was a good movie that I wish I could find on something?
What?
The Tommyknockers.
Oh, God, yes.
You remember that?
The Tommyknockers,
yes.
That
was so good.
That movie was excelente.
Teeth start falling out and shit.
Well, remember that one movie on the Sci-Fi Channel, that series they came out with? What was it? That something channel the kids would watch.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd fucking... And then that the main bad guy was like a fucking tooth. It was a...
Yeah.
A person covered in teeth, right?
I totally forgot about that show.
Yeah. What was it called?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
It was badass. Well, what happened was... Did you notice, too, there was a lot of shows like that one that were up and coming that were starting to get a good role?
Channel Zero.
Yes. And the COVID hit, and a lot of that shit didn't get made again.
Man, that was good.
Well, like, what was that other one I liked? American Horror Story.
It was on a good role. I have liked almost all of the American Horror Stories.
Yes, they
were
good.
I have not watched the newest one with Kim Kardashian in it.
Oh, God, she's in the new one. Why?
Yeah, the newest one that they made that came out last year.
Why don't they just stop?
I forget what it was called.
Why does she have to fucking be in it?
Because she has to be in everything, and she has more money than anyone on the planet.
God, I swear, what are they going to do? Murder her ass and then kill her? Give me a break. And then you got to kill her lips because they're fake. You got to kill them first.
Well, and the funny thing was, my understanding... of the
sellouts
of her character in the TV show, it was literally like her in real life. Not
so
like,
she don't last
she
long?
Was not Kim Kardashian in the show, but she literally played like a rich bimbo twat.
Oh God, so she don't last long.
It was no different than watching her Kardashian show with her real self on.
Kind of like when the Hilton chick was in that scary movie, The House of Wax.
Yeah,
and she got fucking whacked.
She was pretty terrible.
They said everybody in the theater was screaming, yay, when she got it.
That's funny. She was not a good actress in that movie.
No. No, no, no. I don't even think she ever married. I don't know. Her dad's got all that money, and she's a Hilton. So, anyways, that was me throwing a titty fit, if you didn't catch that. I guess I'll do my stupid old quotes, facts, whatever you want
to
say.
It's so weird to think that all the things that I already do and who I am as a person would mean so much more to the world if I had money.
I know.
Like, I would actually be worth a shit to so many people.
Oh, I know. That's what makes me mad, people that have it, you know?
And it's something that's so...
You know, and
it's
what,
not promised. I don't understand
yeah.
why that sets social status, because we're literally on the verge of everyone
yes.
losing everything that they
everything.
Have.
Everything. And people still
even if they're
be
well
dicks.
Off. And they're still yeah. like, oh, well, this makes me better than you. Well, what's
yeah.
going to make you better than me whenever everyone runs out of money?
Yeah, nothing. Well, like Lexi, speaking of that line of business, they had to lay off a person or two because they, something about their quota, they didn't make.
They're probably not making enough a day to keep the
that yeah, that's what
the
I'm
bills
trying
to paid
say.
And the employees paid.
So they lay the two people off. And she goes, but now, you know, because they got good paying customers, summertime's coming, and we're going to be slammed all the time.
Oh, spring and summer's insane for
yes.
vet med.
And, but that's what she was saying. She's like, it's getting bad everywhere. You know, and that's what people that are dickheads at bosses don't understand. The economy's bad. She already has to do sometimes. They don't do it a lot, but has to tell people. She gets a lot of this. Hey, I need to do this. Okay, that's going to be such and such. Okay, thank you. And they never hear from again. Or, well, can I pay at least 3% or, you know, 75% of it now and or something? And, you know, they don't do that.
One, it's, you know, small businesses just can't anymore.
Yeah.
They really, truly can't because everything is so shitty.
Yeah, and everything's so goddamn
The whole world's
high.
Just in a really bad spot right now.
What's like today I was watching a hearing session, you know, because Boeing's having all these problems with these planes. You know how You know how they make so much money? A senator was sitting there going, holding a bag of bolts, regular bolts and stuff. He goes, you know how much it's cost the tax or tax cost that y'all buy? $90 million. No, $90,000 for that bag of bolts. He goes, that's ridiculous. That is crazy. Y'all are too busy trying to make money and not making shit safe.
Nobody cares anymore.
No, they don't. These rich bastards just think they can do what they want to do, but karma hits everybody. Well, speaking of karma, when I was working at this one place here in town, and Jackie started going through that shit, this company had the balls to come tell me, well, since your wife is sick all the time and sometimes you have to take off for it, why don't you just leave, but you still have your job when you come back? And I was like, so I'd take this as a slap in the face. Like, y'all think I'm just riding y'all and just going, ha-ha, look what I get to do. And then what happened a year after that? And then, get this, some of the three top guys there that I thought might stick up for me all got fired because, you know what? They was using the company credit card, charging shit on it.
Oh.
And then they wonder why they get fired. And some of these people were there fucking 20, 30 years. And I'm like, why piss that all away? Just to, I'm going to charge this and get away with it. Everything has a paper trail, jackass. You know? And that's another reason why companies get so shitty is because people take advantage of them like that. They think they'll never get caught. But what pisses me off in a situation like that, though, because they have money, nothing's going to happen to them. But if me and you would have done that, a regular Joe with no money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what sucks. That's what sucks, big old Beverly Hills cock. Hey, that should be a shirt. If you don't like it, go suck a Beverly Hills cock. All right. The combined work of the entire lives of 12 bees accumulates to one single teaspoon of honey. Wow. You work your life that hard just for a fucking teaspoon of honey. That's kind of like how we... That's us. Goddamn.
That's America.
That's us right there. The largest scrambled egg, or the largest scrambled eggs ever made, weighed 6,860.8 pounds. God damn.
That's so many eggs.
God. That's a lot, Jenna. Jesus. I bet you they had a fucking big ass breakfast. How would you cook that many eggs?
I don't know.
How would you stir them? How would you even cook something? I mean, wow. Peanut butter can be turned into diamonds.
I have heard that.
How? And let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know how, but...
The A and S. Or the... I don't know. We'll call it something, but we'll do our own diamond company. Yes, we'll have... We'll have diamonds the size of turds.
The size of sheet.
Why do we eat peanut butter all the time? Because God damn it, we're diamond farmers. Where was I at? I got off on a tangent. Okay. In 2021, three Frenchmen walk into a bar. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, okay.
Three Frenchmen in Morgan Nyquist. And Francisco, Robin, and Julian Anyways, we don't know any of these motherfuckers. They set the record for the most varieties of cheese on pizza. Oh, okay. They used 834 different types of cheese.
Wow.
Dude, I bet you they didn't shit for 2 months. Wow. That's true. A lot of fucking cheese.
Oh, I love cheese.
Why would you want to do that? Imagine how bloated and just you'd feel. That's a lot of cheese to process through your body. Oh, man. Let me guess. The peanut butter trick, you got to eat it and go through your... If that's it, I ain't doing it.
I don't think so.
I ain't going to sift like the old 49. No. What are you doing? Sifting through my shit, looking for some diamonds. I've been eating peanut butter. If that's the case, I'll just start giving the dogs peanut butter.
God.
Oh, man. Where was I? Okay. On average, Americans eat a combined amount of 100 acres of pizza every fucking day. That's a lot of pizza.
I believe it.
Yeah, I can believe that. A lot of oranges are actually green.
That is also true.
Yes. Now, we're going to go to Pound Town for this one. Pound cake originally included a pound of each of its ingredients. Holy shit.
Wow.
Which were flour, eggs, butter, and sugar.
Wow. A pound of each.
Jesus. Well, back then they had such big families and they could make money off of it, I guess, too, selling it at the local bakery. I got a hot loaf of pound cake. It's a fucking pound. Help me, Jimmy. Hope I'm doing that accent right. I didn't know that over there in England their accents are different. My bad if I did that one wrong. All right. Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch's full name is Captain
Horatio.
Horatio
wow.
Magellan.
Magellan.
What the?
I don't know if it's
Why would you
it's
name your kid
or
that?
Magellan.
Why would you name your kid that? And then the last name was actually Crunch. That's crazy as a two-sided pancake right there.
Mm-hmm.
Dark chocolate can help lower your blood pressure.
Dark chocolate's supposed to be good for you.
I know.
Obviously,
but,
like, don't eat it in excess amounts, just like anything else. But
yeah, but I'm not a big dark chocolate. There's no
me neither.
Flay. It's just bleh. It's like eating dirt. I mean, really, it's like there's no fucking flavor. I'm just eating fucking dirt. I guess that's no better than eating whatever. Oh, and that was the last one of the day.
Wow.
I was such intuned to that. All right, Freddy Spaghetti's. You got anything left to say there, Chavito?
I'm trying. I'm so sorry that I'm so boring.
It's fine.
Today, guys.
She's getting
used. I'm literally falling asleep.
She's falling asleep. You haven't heard
Steven
me scare her.
Steven scared me earlier.
Well, she was like leaning for. I need to do a video when she ain't watching. When we do this, oh my God.
I'm struggling.
She's sitting here
so
going,
hard.
That's why I scared her a minute ago, because I'd be freaking holding her head. But yeah, it's her new job, but she's going to have her weekends back.
Well, I say back like I've ever had them in the first place. That's why I told Justin, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. And he was like, spend time with your kid. And I was like, touche.
Touche, motherfucker. Touche.
Yeah. He's excited because we're finally going to be on the same schedule for once in our lives.
Yes. Yes. That's going to be awesome as a Francesca Sallywhacker coat bought in Switzerland for $100.
But my fat ass is going to have to adjust.
Yeah.
To the physicality.
Yeah.
Aspects.
Well,
because
a lot
of
them
job.
Dogs, you got to pick them up, don't you? Pick them up.
Yeah, and
them
it's
down,
like hit or miss. But today I had at least 4 dogs that were almost 100 pounds.
Lovely.
And I know that doesn't sound like a lot.
That is a
but
lot.
But that's putting them on this table,
yeah,
doing their nails and ears, and then putting them in the tub and washing them. And especially
picking them up
if
out
they're
of that.
Yeah, and especially if they don't like just sit there and be good the whole time, and you're
you
fighting.
You little bastard.
Yeah, and you're fighting with a 100-pound dog.
Yeah.
Like, the biggest one I had today was 130 pounds easily. And he was just gigantic. He whooped my ass. And it's awesome. I'm having a good time. But, like, it just, it takes
watch,
a lot.
Watch, you're going to have one day of nothing but little chihuahuas. There's
but
this,
also, you're
there's
right.
This one guy I follow on TikTok. He has a little Nikki. It's a little chihuahua, and he's always pissing her off, going, oh, Nikki, Nikki, little Nikki. And she's like,
dude, chihuahuas are nuts.
They're fucking crazy. They're 2 feet tall. Not even 2 feet tall. They're like 2 centimeters tall, and they think they're a badass. But I think we're going to get off this jungle gym. I hope y'all have had a fun, great week. We've got a good one. So until next time, I love you, man. You're my boy, Blue. We'll see you guys later.